Oh, yes. We are back. What? You know what time it is, you guys. What's going on? Welcome to the Here We Go podcast. What? What? You guys know I had to play this song. It's December now. Yep. Sing it, JC. So, welcome. I'm back. Back-to-back weeks. I know you guys. I know. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to Here We Go, an insane podcast. I thought I'd switch it up a little bit. Don't tell them I'm playing the song. You guys know how we do it. It's okay. It's not like I'm making tons of money on this podcast. They won't mind if I use this song just a little bit. I love them. What's going on? Welcome to Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by... Who's it hosted by, you guys? It's hosted by me, Peter Sears, comedian, podcaster, and as, of course, we all know, NSYNC fan. Yeah, what's up? It's been, it hasn't really been very long. I just saw you guys the other day. Last week, I told you guys I would try my best to be back. Sometimes I don't want to make promises, but I have a better handle on things now, so we should be back to our regularly scheduled program. I kind of lied to you last week. I didn't lie. I misspoke. You know, from the beginning, we've been going song by song, starting from the beginning, all the way with through the NSYNC catalog, and we've started on the Justin catalog, but over the last couple years, we've gotten into Home for the Holidays, the Christmas album, and I thought that I hadn't done all of the songs, but I went back on the podcast, because, I'm not the best at keeping track of things sometimes, and I realized that we actually have gone through most of the album. We only have one more song left, and it's Kiss Me at Midnight on that album, and that's a song more about New Year's, so since we have a few more weeks till New Year's, that's not what we're going to get into today. We're going to wait a couple weeks and then get over it or go over it, so sorry if you guys are looking for... I really thought that I hadn't gotten through the album, but I guess I have, 2 years. We only talked about the original songs, not the covers, and, it is what it is, man. But welcome back. It's great to be back. Not a ton of NSYNC, crazy news. I did find out, because we talked about it a little bit last week, that Trolls just hit 160 million at the box office as a grand total, which means that they've actually profited the studio $65 billion. That's pretty good profit. If the studio is making $65 million, then I guarantee you they are very happy. So congrats to Justin and Lance and Joey, and obviously there's more people involved in the movie. Anna Kendrick, I know. Who else is in the movie? Still haven't seen it. Sorry. I was in New Mexico this weekend, and I don't think they have movie theaters. I don't know what they have. maybe they do. I just didn't. Yeah, I don't think you go to New Mexico to go to the movie theater. But that was cool. I haven't seen the end, so I don't know what happens at the end. I'm assuming there's a reunion of some sorts with Kismet at the end. But, if a movie is successful, then that always leaves the door open for a sequel. And, maybe we get the guys in another movie. I know I saw Lance on an interview. It must have been this week or last week, and they were kind of talking about it, and he's kind of joking around playfully and whatnot. But some interesting tidbits that I got from the Lance interview. It was like a short. I forget. Oh, it's a Latin dude. Ugh. Somebody in the morning. If I went back to my, let's see if it's in my. Recently played. Sorry, I got to do this in real time. I'm usually prepared, and I am actually pretty prepared today, but I'm a little also not quite prepared. I mean, I didn't have it in. God damn it. Sorry. It was on the Twitter. Where is it? Oh, darn it. All right. I can't find it, and it'll just be dead time. But, they were talking about, obviously, what they were planning on doing for the song, and obviously what they couldn't do with the song and whatnot. And, obviously, Lance kind of alluded to they had some shows they were planning on performing the song at, which to me probably meant the VMAs. That's obvious. And, who knows, where else they might have done it. Maybe at the premiere. I don't know. But, with the strike and everything, blah, blah, blah. So they weren't able to do that. But Lance continues to kind of, and I think it's kind of the sentiment all around now. All the guys are pretty much being like, yeah, we think we're probably going to tour. We just got to sit down and, and maybe that's just them not wanting us to fucking break the internet and get really excited. Just like we would have had we known months ago that there was a new song in the works. They kept that pretty hush hush. So maybe that's just the PR move to be like, oh, we have to sit down because, Lance said, he's been very adamant that they owe it to the fans. And I'll just say this, as fans, I don't think we are owed anything. I think that, I live in a city, LA, obviously, where we're surrounded by famous people. I see famous people every day, everywhere. My gym is just hold on, what the fuck is going on here, dude? What's going on? I can't even Okay, what is that? Is that like Princess Leia? Oh, okay. Heatless curls. Do you guys know my niece just walked in and she had this weird contraption in her hair, and sh the it, what is it? Heatless curls. Oh, and like, is that like a real thing or is that like a homemade thing? Yeah, like you bought that. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's not. Like you didn't buy that for your hair. That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I'm getting at. Okay. Girls are listening. It's probably 90% girls listening to this podcast right now. I'm sorry. I couldn't keep a straight face. I live in a s I mean I literally see famous, like, I don't want to name, actually I'll name drop. Name drop. I wish I had a bell. Sorry, that's their podcast. I can't do that. But today at the gym, I don't know this girl, but I know she's in the TV show Sex Education. And then there's another girl from the movie Bottoms. And then there's the guy that plays Laurent in Twilight, Lucifer, the guy that plays Lucifer. And I don't know most of the people's real name, but the guy that plays Lucifer was at my gym. And that was just today. The gyms are kind of not as busy in December, but as you guys all know, especially if you've been listening from the beginning, I used to see JC at my gym all the time. And as a person that lives in LA, or and also that pl I mean I don't know, it's just there's just kind of like a thing where it's just like act like you've been there, don't bug them, even though if you're a huge super fan, like it's just I had to compose myself around JC when I saw him all the time. And so my point is, when Lance says they owe the fans something, and there are fans that feel entitled. I'm not just talking about NSYNC fans, but just, people in general when they see, sorry, turn it up a little bit. When they see famous people, there's this kind of like thing where, like, I'll never forget this. And I'll get, I, it's, I know this isn't NSYNC specific, but kind of goes back to what I'm talking about. So Jesse Metcalf, is that his name? John Tucker Must Die, right? That's his name, Jesse Metcalf. He used to work out at my other gym. And I mean, he's a very good looking man. I will say that. I will call a man good looking every day of the week. I don't care. I'm comfortable in my sexuality. I love women. I'd like to think some of them love me. Like, I have no doubts about my sexuality. So I can look at a man and be like, wow, he's very. And Jesse Metcalf is a very attractive man. Like I said, kind of famous. You know, you guys, everyone's seen John Dugger Must Die, right? And I remember a trainer coming up to him, asking him if his client could take a picture with Jesse Metcalf. And Jesse Metcalf was like, no. And the trainer got like mad. Like, who the fuck does he think he is? It's like, he's a person that is at the gym, which is exactly why I never bothered JC at the gym. If you're into fitness, and I am, you guys know, some of you guys follow me on Instagram, like I'm always at the fucking gym. If that's like your place to like, you know, like now I'm someone that wears cute gym outfits, but some people just go, I mean, oh, I'll tell you, he wasn't at the gym today, but Joaquin Phoenix, name drop, was there yesterday. I see Joaquin Phoenix at the gym 3 days a week, and at least, and he. Great actor, very talented, amazing performances in some of the movies he's been in. Dresses like a fucking bum. At the gym, at least. Maybe in real life he dresses normal, dresses like a bum. But he doesn't care. He's fucking Joaquin Phoenix, dude. He can give a shit, right? But people sometimes just, they don't dress all cute and they're not there for, they're just there to work out, you know? Maybe they just woke up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but also, like, I don't like to be bothered when I'm at the gym, which is why I don't bother anybody at the gym. So maybe Jesse Metcalf just didn't want to be bothered because that was his time, you know? So when famous people don't owe us anything, they don't owe us a picture. Like, yes, some people, a lot of famous people will oblige, and you know, especially if there's not a lot of people around. Like, you know, you got to realize some of these people are probably getting bombarded all day long wherever they go, and it's just, you know, I don't like to do it. And I feel like most people in LA are probably the same way, you know, unless there's like some rapport or something, you know. I mean, I told you guys, Alisa Silverstone works out at my gym sometimes, and hello, she was my fucking high school crush, dude. Like every guy's high school crush, as if, right? Never bothered her. She smiled at me several times, and I know she's single, but it is what it is, whatever. You know what I mean? Had I known she was in a movie with Justin, when I saw her the first time, I would have been like, hey, I see you're smiling at me. Let me smile back at you, which I did. Let me get those digits, and then maybe you can give me Justin's digits. Booyah. We get Justin on the podcast. I'm just saying, you guys, maybe, but probably not, but maybe. But you never know. Lance, I appreciate what you're saying. The fans do want something, but you really don't owe us anything. But he said in the interview, we owe it to the fans. And he's talking like a goodbye tour, you know, just like to say goodbye. And you know what, dude? You know, as much as I talked about it on here, but like, you know, going to see New Kids a few months ago was like it was fun. It was, but like at a certain point, it's just like, I don't need to see this anymore. You know what I mean? And I don't want to see the guys, you know, 20 years just continuing to tour and not being able to move the same way. And just, do you know what I mean? Like, all that stuff. It's like, yeah, like one last hurrah. I'm fucking up for it, dude. You don't owe it to us, but we all want it. And it would be fucking great to get, but you don't owe it to us, okay? He, a new album, like, whatever, you know, we got a song. We all cried. I mean, I know I did. And I know a lot of you guys did too. But anyway, I just thought that was, you know, like I said, I've heard him say it quite a few times. He's the one that said it probably the most, I think, but he's also one of the more vocal ones about that. He's kind of been the one this whole time being like, yeah. And now everyone else is kind of, you know. But what he did say, which I don't know if I talked about it on here, but I've definitely talked about it to somebody. NSYNC at the Sphere in Vegas. Are you fucking shitting me? Do you know? Okay. If you guys haven't, If you guys have gone to a concert at the Sphere, holy fuck, right on. To my knowledge, it's only been U2 there so far, and I think Fish is about to start a residency. Like, I think you do it for like a month or two or something like that, because it's so elaborate. Like, they have to have them there for like a while at least. So Fish is next, which I couldn't tell you one fucking song Fish sings, but whatever, dude. If there's a market, fucking go make your money, dudes. But U2. Now, again, I'll say this. I am not a U2 fan at all. If I heard them, I still haven't found what, like, I know kind of their songs. Not a U2 fan. Probably wouldn't go to a concert. But I've seen videos from their concert at the Sphere. And like I said, holy shit, dude, it looks fucking incredible. And if you're telling me, and I was talking about this to somebody, and I'm sorry, you guys, but I do, even though I'm a little inconsistent with the podcast sometimes, I do a lot of podcasts, and I've done hundreds of podcast episodes, and so I don't always remember the things that I say on each episode. So I'm sorry if I've said this, but like, I was talking to somebody, maybe it was this podcast, maybe it was just a person, about NSYNC doing something at the Sphere, and I was like, dude, just not take my money, take my virginity, take my, I will let someone put it in my butt if I can't afford to. I will fucking, there's a pretty good chance that I will be able to afford it outright. I'm doing okay right now. But like, the U2 concert looked incredible, and I can't imagine what the guys would be able to put together if they're working with Marty and God knows who else, and just it would be the most amazing. And I would have to go twice, maybe more, but I would have to go once, just and fucking just take it all in for the experience. And then I would have to go and like do some mushrooms and be a little stoned, because that would be fucking an experience. I mean, I might cry. I'm gonna cry anyway, let's be honest. But that was something that I was like, holy shit, like, I was thinking about that and talking about it. I voiced it out into the ether, and Lance is talking about it, and I'm like, you know, they would have them there. So, and then that's what I was talking about, a few weeks ago, like, if they did do a tour. Lance said world tour. Those are his exact words, world tour. But the guy that was interviewing mentioned Vegas, and maybe they do a world tour, but maybe they stop for like a month in Vegas, because touring's hard. They all got families and whatnot. Well, I mean, most of them have families. Fuck, dude. Like, I'm just thinking. I can't believe it, because I said it, I talked about it, and now Lance is talking about it, which means like, I'm not getting our hopes up, but they could already be in talks for that, because, timeline wise, that might be in a year or two. And at that point, like, because that's probably how far they have to lock that shit down. You know what I mean? That's gonna be $1,000. Like, for real, U2 tickets were like $500, $600. You think you How much do you think NSYNC? That's gonna be $1,000, dude. So you're gonna go with your girlfriend? Okay, cool. I won't take a girlfriend unless she is just as fucking diehard as I am. Maybe I'm married by then. Doubt it, but maybe. Who knows? And if my wife or girlfriend isn't as passionate about NSYNC as I am, I ain't getting that ticket for her. I will go with my friend Laura, who's been on the show, with Michelle, who's been on the show. Maybe if Michelle or Christine or Marissa want to go to the, like, it's if Kiana wants to go to the show, like, anybody that fucking is as diehard, I'll go by myself, dude. I don't give a shit. I've gone to Justin by myself at least 3 times. You don't think I'd fucking go to NSYNC, dude? I'll have friends there. I'll have, you know, 12,000 screaming friends there. I think I'll be fine. It's Vegas. But that's going to be a $1,000 ticket, dude, if it's at the Sphere. It might be a $1,000 ticket anyway. You know what I mean? But I thought that was fun. So Lance is kind of talking about that, and let's fucking go. Sorry I'm cussing so much. I feel good today. But also, I was listening to Joey on a podcast this week, and oh gosh,
book a
sorry,
flight, unlock a
I'm
hotel
trying to remember what
view,
the name of it
breathe
was.
deep.
Some fucking guy.
My grandpa
Oh
bet
god.
me $100 cash that I couldn't beat his record.
Sorry, I'm an idiot. Dropping bombs. You guys probably heard it already, but I it's so weird. Like, you know, we live in an era where so many people can like amass a huge following on social media, and I don't know who the fuck they are. And, you know, to be fair, they don't know who I am either, but it's just like, so this person who is an entrepreneur or something has a host called Dropping Bombs, and it's about entrepreneurship, I guess. And, you know, Joey was on the show. I guess it sounds like it was in Vegas. That's what it sounded like. That's what kind of what I got. But if I'm being honest, I didn't like this dude. Not Joey, the guy that was hosting the podcast is kind of like I'd like to think I'm a guy's guy, you know? You know, I played baseball, I go to the gym, like I kind of like can be a little assertive at times when I need to be, you know, and kind of like flex. But this guy is like a whole other level, and I don't know. I just really didn't like him. But he got Joey on the show, so I listened, obviously. And Joey also talking about touring and, you know, having to have a conversation. And it's kind of like seems to be like, you know, everyone's kind of like, yeah, we just got to sit down and talk about it. And, you know, it goes back to when Donnie was on Lance's pod. I think it was Donnie. It might have been Joey, but. From New Kids on the Block, one of them was on Lance's podcast, and they were talking about how like in their group, I think it was Joey, in the New Kids on the Block, Donnie is the leader, and he's the one that kind of gets everything going and plans stuff, and you know, and they all just kind of follow lead, but like NSYNC doesn't really have a leader per se, you know, like. You know, Justin's the biggest star, but he's not necessarily like the leader. And then Chris is like the founder of the group and he's the oldest, but he's kind of not like they don't have a leader. And so that's kind of maybe why. But also, that could also just be the PR statement because they don't want to get everyone in a frenzy and break the internet. Like, we really don't know, but, it's exciting, dude. It just, you know, there's all this NSYNC. I gotta buy an NSYNC Christmas sweater. I'm filming like some comedy stuff in a few weeks, and it'll be after Christmas when I film it. But I kind of like think it'll be fun to just to have the NSYNC Christmas sweater on while I'm filming. Why not, dude? Yeah, why not? And you know, it's just a fun time, dude. And what's crazy is like now with trolls and everything, you have kids now that are gonna take an interest in NSYNC because their parents kind of are pushing it, and because they like trolls, and now they're gonna discover, you know, Home for Christmas and whatnot, and they're gonna hear Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays on the radio, and you know, there's so you have this whole new generation of NSYNC fans. And it's interesting because, you know, some of you guys, most of you guys probably don't know this, but along with, I mean, I'm NSYNC above anything else, but you guys are gonna lose your shit right now. But I also really like the band Slipknot, which is nothing like NSYNC at all, obviously. And I'll never forget this, dude. This tells you exactly. 2000, okay, the year 2000. My girlfriend at the time, she was the one I talked about her before many, 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 many episodes ago, very early on. But she was all about this era of music that we love. You know, Britney, Backstreet, NSYNC, Christina, Jessica Simpson, like all that stuff, right? But she loved the Backstreet Boys. She liked NSYNC, loved the Backstreet Boys, whereas I loved NSYNC, liked the Backstreet Boys, right? So, but we were, that was kind of like when I, so we used to work together at Dave & Buster's, and I remember when I started, my roommate also worked there. He's like, you're going to have to meet Kristen. I feel like you guys are going to really like each other. She's pretty, but she also loves all the fucking shitty music that you listen to. I think you guys will hit it off. And that's how they introduced us, kind of. This is when I still had my bleached hair. And they were right. We hooked up a few weeks later, and we dated for 3 years. So there you go. So we loved it, dude. And we would go to Vegas. I told you guys, okay, again, apologize if I haven't talked about this, but, you know, we're all old enough to remember the days before you went online to buy tickets. You would either call Ticketmaster when tickets for a concert went on sale, or you would wait in line at Ticketmaster. And if you were smart, like me, you would go to Ritmo Latino, which was like the music store that sold Spanish music. But they also had a Ticketmaster, and the people that worked there spoke English. It's America. And if you were not in the know, then you didn't know that there was a Ticketmaster there. So I would always be, you know, first or second in line to buy concert tickets for whatever concert I wanted to go to. And I remember waiting, and we would wait in line there. And not only that, but we would be in line there to buy tickets for the Vegas shows, because Vegas is only, you know, 2.5-3 hours from us. And then we could fucking go. And because if, you know, you think about it, if you're buying tickets around L.A. for a concert around L.A., there's going to be more people in line. But if you're buying tickets in L.A. for a concert in Vegas, not going to be as many people. So we saw everybody. We saw Britney in Vegas. We saw Backstreet in Vegas. We saw NSYNC in Vegas. So the moral of that story is... my ex-girlfriend and I bonded over that music. And there was her brother was like super into like heavy metal, like super into heavy metal. And I liked some people, like I knew of Slipknot, but I wasn't familiar with their music. And he would talk shit to us because we listened to like shitty music, right? Like that was the big thing. And I was like, no, it's actually pretty good music, but whatever. Anyway, so... he's like, I'm going to get you guys tickets to a real concert. You see real music. And so he got us, concert tickets to go see. It was, you could check it. I don't know the exact date, but it was called Tattoo the Earth. And it was 2000. And it was Pantera, Seven Dust. There's another hardcore heavy metal band that I'm blanking on. And Slipknot was like the main headliner. And that same week, we went and saw Britney in Vegas. So I guarantee you, we were the only people that saw Slipknot and Britney in the same week. So it just shows you how eclectic I am. But anyway, I don't remember why I started telling that story, if I'm being honest, other than the fact that I just remember going to Vegas to see that. I don't know. Lost my train of thought there. Not even stone. But anyway, exciting, man. Exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to whatever's next. I've been really rocking out to that 3D song with Jungkook and Justin, and also Keep Going Up, dude. I fucking love that song. You guys have heard it, right? It's fucking good. We got 4 songs in the span of like 2 months. Justin, NSYNC. I've been working. This is a this song is like my theme song right now. Especially when it gets to Justin's verse. Yeah, right here. My new life's much better than the old one. I look around, you're not right. Sound like somebody you know? Now I'm laughing, remember I was broken. I look around, you're not around. Right? Oh, I love this song. We'll break it down later. Way later. Not today. Justin's verse. 100% in my life right now. Minus this part. I haven't been adding commas. I've been on my energy. It's contagious. I can try to hide it, but can't contain it. This life keeps going up and I can't explain it. Yep, I'm a top-notch dresser. Yeah, I this is right my shit right now. So anyway, as you guys know, it you know what's so crazy is last week I got some "Are you okay?" DMs and stuff from the episode last week. I'm just being honest with you guys and sharing my life and sharing how this music affects me, affects us, you know, hopefully some people have similar situations. That's why music is so great. You know, I sometimes you forget what you're feeling and then you listen to a song and you're like, oh yeah, I'm kind of feeling that right now. And, you know, like anytime you're going through a breakup or whatever, like it's tough, you know, no matter how much time is gone, hopefully not like a ton of time, like, if you're still grieving after, like, 10, 15 years, it's like, oh, man, you know, it's bummed. But, you know, like, my ex and I have been broken up for over a year now, and, it, you know, it still hurts, obviously, and I kind of really went into that last week. I appreciate you guys listening. You know, I've been, you know, we're 70 episodes in now. I've shared a lot of my life with you guys. Didn't plan it, not really what I had intended, but that's just what happens, and you guys are still here, so thank you. And if you guys have, and that's why I try to get people on, it's just hard to coordinate, but I'm actually very excited. I do have a guest for next week, unless they cancel. But I think we're good. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but anybody that's around, you guys will know this person. But this week, oh yeah, Take Me Now, and She Said What I Know. This song is this song was it wasn't controversial, but it was definitely provocative. You know, Justin, keep in mind, is still at this time, what, 21, you know, coming out with this album, and you know, and then the breakup and everything, and he's becoming his own person, and you know, it's like, again, it was the evolution of NSYNC with their music evolving and their style evolving, and we have a new song now, and that's evolved, and when they put an album together, that will be an evolution as well. I'm not naming any names, but there's some other boy bands that have continued to make music, and I don't know if the music has evolved in a bad way or if it's just not good music. I'm not naming any names, but you guys know which groups I'm talking about. Their music that's new is not good. So, let's put this song, written by Scott Storch, Timbaland, and Justin Timberlake, featuring Janet Jackson, pre-Super Bowl debacle, obviously. And it's interesting because obviously, maybe not obviously, but, you know, Timbaland and Scott Storch had beef. That was what the first song with Justin, and that's why I wanted to play that song too, because it got me thinking about Justin, Nelly, Furtado, and Timbaland collabing. This would be like their third song, I think, now, right? And the first song, is it called Give It To Me, I think, right? Timbaland. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank right now. Yeah, Give It To Me. Remember the song?
Is it going? I don't know. Just looking for.
Right? You guys remember this song. So this song was a diss track where Timbaland is talking shit about Scott Storch when he says, I'm a real producer and you just a piano man. And Nelly Furtado is talking shit about Fergie. They had a beef. And then Justin Timberlake in the song is talking shit about Prince, because Justin has a line where he goes, they say sexy never left and was everybody on my shit. Because Prince was on a talk show. I forget who was interviewing him. He's like, what do you think about Justin Timberlake and bringing sexy back? And Prince is like, sexy never left. And he's like, kind of like a dick about it, you know? And Justin's like, they say sexy never left and was everybody on my shit. Like, you know, we missed you on the charts last week. That's right, you was. It's like he's talking shit about Prince, dude. And so now in this new song, I mean, Justin is obviously very happily married, but Nelly Furtado is not married. She's divorced, which I learned only because when they did this new song, you know, pictures of Nelly Furtado surfaced, and I went back and looked at her Instagram, and I was like, damn, dude, she still looks great. Maybe I got a shot with Nelly Furtado. But I'm assuming, but like, even if it's just a song, you know, maybe it's not a diss track per se, it's definitely a song about somebody that was in a relationship, and now they got out, and they keep going up, you know, and I love it, because that's kind of how I feel right now. You know, doing my best. Yeah. sorry, I'll get into more at a later date, I'm sure, but, Take Me Now is a song which, like I said, Timbaland, Scott Storch, Justin Timberlake, featuring Janet Jackson before the Super Bowl debacle. And it really solidified, even though it wasn't like a radio single, it really solidified Justin as like, okay, like he's here. This is not a pop guy. Like, he's doing R&B, whether you want to admit it or not. He's an R&B artist, and he's got Janet Jackson on the fucking song. Like, that's what's going on right now, you know? And it's fucking dope, dude. Like, he got Janet Jackson on his song. Like, not a lot of duets with Janet Jackson. Like, you gotta be somebody. And, you know, obviously, and the thing was, you know, as you guys may or may not know, I mean, you guys all know, but, like, NSYNC opened for Janet, you know, when they were on the up and up, you know? So I'm sure they had a respect and a working relationship already at that point, but for her to lend herself to a song really, I think, solidified Justin as people like, yo, you gotta take notice, like, Janet Jackson singing with him. And then obviously they did the Super Bowl, and fucking we know what happened after that. But this was a fucking, God, I'm cussing so much today. I'm sorry. But it's a song about two people getting ready. And there's no, like, what you're waiting for. Yep. Hey, boy, come on and take me now. Right? Like, you know, we've talked about certain songs and saying one thing but meaning another thing and so forth. And this song doesn't mince words, and it's pretty obvious what this song's about, but let's just take a look. What you waiting for? I know you're watching me. Hey boy, come on and take me now. What you waiting for? I know you're watching me. Hey boy, come on and take me now. By the way, in 2002 when the song came out and Janet Jackson said that to me, I would fucking take her immediately. Can I talk to you for a minute? You've been looking all night for your shining star. Now this to me right here, you know, like I said, or I didn't say, but this takes me back to like my 2002. PD was still going to clubs, and I think a lot, I mean, if we didn't have kids, a lot of us were at this point still. Because in 2002, I'm, what, 22, 23? And 100%, I'm fucking going to clubs, dude. And I used to talk to girls. I used to have a lot more confidence to approach a girl that I didn't know back then than I do now. I don't know why I don't have it anymore. I think just times have changed. Also, I think I was in a relationship for 7 years, and I'm still kind of learning to get back out there, but whatever. Anyway, baby, here I am. So why are you waiting? Step on over. Let me show you how bad you are. Okay, like, come here, dude. Now, see, this is, again, back to my club days. Reminds me of how I used to go and talk to a girl and be like, do you want to dance? I would always want to dance and not buy them drinks because drinks are expensive and I could seduce them with my dance moves. I didn't need to get them drunk. I would just show them how I could dance. And I think that's what he's doing in this. Just let me take the lead. All you got to do is let your mind be free, right? Let's hit the floor and cause a scene. Get real wet, if you know what I mean. Now, see, this is one of those innuendos. Because when you're dancing, like I said, I would go and dance and hope that I could dance well enough that they would think I was sexy. And then sometimes they would. And then sometimes, you know, something would happen and bam, you know. So when he says get real wet, if you know what I mean, he's saying, like, it's, you could take it to literal sweat, because you're sweating on the dance floor, and that's what happens. There's a lot of people there. You're moving. You're close to one another. The body heat. But also, if I'm dancing and, you know, moving in a certain way, and you start imagining that that translates to the bedroom, you know, sorry, but that's just, it is what it is, man. What'd you say, baby? Take me now. I'm hungry for your lovin'. Show me how. Got me working, honey. Right now. I'm hot just like an oven. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, that's how it used to be back in those days. So take me now. Boy, you make me feel like I gotta dance. Now, that's another saying one thing. You could take it literal, or you can be like, you know, I gotta dance. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I feel good to you. You try to hide it. Now, this is interesting. Because this could be about sex, for sure. Or they could still be on the dance floor. It's one of those things, right? It's interpretation. But I can tell by the way you push up close to me. Like, I mean, come on, dude. Your body temperature is arising. Something's going down as far as I can see. Like, we're about to fuck tonight. I know. Just let me take the lead. All you gotta do is let your mind be free. Let's hit the floor and cause a scene. Get real wet, if you know what I mean. What you say, baby? Take me now. I'm hungry for your lovin'. I've never in my life been like, yo, I'm hungry for that sex. But, I mean, you know, it makes for good songs. Show, you say things in songs that you don't say in real life, and they still sound cool. Show me how. You got me working, honey. Right now, I'm hot just like an oven. So take me now. Boy, you make me feel like I gotta dance. You know, don't I? Say, don't I make you feel like you gotta dance? Alright, this is the part. Once I get to know ya, I'm gonna show ya. Like once we get in there, dude, I'm about to fucking lay that shit down. That's just what I'm saying, dude. Like, there's no better. Like, hold on. Once I get to know ya, I'm gonna show ya that there's no better way. Let's dance the night away. I wanna control ya. Just wanna hold ya. Dance the night away. Right? Say what you say, baby. What you say. Take me now. I'm hungry for your loving. Show me how. You got me working, honey. Right now. I'm hot just like an oven. Take me now. I'm not doing the parentheses, obviously, because it's just too much. Boy, you make me feel like I've got to dance. And they repeat it a bunch of times. And I'll skip a little bit. You guys get the point on that one. But it really does, like, gosh, you know, we talked about it a million times on here. But, like, there's nothing like music to take you back to certain times in your life when you were feeling a certain way, when you were sad, when you were happy, when you were in love, when you were heartbroken, when you lost someone, but also like to being in college and going to clubs and just every weekend being on the lookout for who you're gonna take home with you and all that stuff. And like, that's what this song is for. It's always been for me. It's just like, cause I was this guy, dude. I would go, like I said, to the clubs, try to seduce girls on the dance floor. Like, and it was just a different time. This could get me canceled now, 100%. But it was a different time. Like, I would never grope a girl, you know, like, a lot of guys, you know, walk by and grab their butts, and, like, I would never do that. But what I would do, and it's not okay, I understand this, but it was different times. Like, girls would walk by, and I would, like, kind of, like, gently grab their hand. This is my move back in the day. And I just think about it now because it sounds so creepy now. And it was creepy then, I guess, but it wasn't. Like, I don't know, dude. And if the girl would walk by at the club, I would just grab her hand just gently. And if they weren't feeling me, they would just fucking yank their hand away. And I'd be like, okay, sorry. And that was it. It stopped immediately. Like, okay, I get it. But then sometimes, like, I'd grab their hand and they would, like, kind of, like, look and smile and, like, maybe come back, hi, like, or whatever. And that was, like, the okay. And then I'd be like, do you want to dance? And, like, that, it was just innocent and fun and, like, not disrespectful in any way. Just, like, when the music's blaring loud at the club and everything. Like I said, I hate clubs now. You would not catch me dead in a club, by the way, now. I'm old. We're all old, right? But in those days, like, that's what you did. And then you danced. And then, like, hey, like, getting really hot and sweaty. Like, can I get you a drink? You want a water? Hopefully you want a water. It's way cheaper than the drink. But, you know, and then maybe you got the number. And then maybe you went back to their place or they came back to your place. Like, it happened sometimes, you know. That's the song, dude. Like, I lived this song. Break it down. Oh. Here we go. I'm like a hurricane. Just coasting along. You better grab me, girl. So, like, yo, like, I'm about to dance. If you don't fucking want to dance and whatever, I'm just going to go to the next. And that's what it was. Do you know? And they repeat that. I'm like a hurricane just coasting along. You better grab me, girl. To take me now. Take me now. I'm hungry loving. I'm hungry for your loving. Show me how. You got me working, honey. Right now. I'm hot just like an oven. So take me now. Boy, you make me feel like I've got to dance. Like, man, that's it just brings back memories, dude. It really does. I love that song. I lived that song, like I said. And hopefully some of you guys did too. Hopefully we didn't encounter one another at a club in L.A. in the late 90s and early 2000s. Because if we did, I'm sorry. I probably grabbed your hand. And then you were probably one of the girls that gave me a dirty look and walked away. And that's fine. But maybe you're one of the ones that smiled back and we danced and we had a moment. We probably didn't hook up because I literally remember everyone I hooked up with because I don't drink. So there was never any drunken, but it's whatever. It's beside the point. Great song, dude. I'm really excited to see what the next few weeks brings. I'm hearing rumblings that JT album is very soon. I'm wondering if maybe it's going to be one of those like, hey, there's a fucking new album out, like kind of like Beyonce style. You know, I think that's kind of the baller move now. Although it doesn't seem like Justin's style to do that. But we'll see. But I have a feeling it's close. I think, you know, his birthday's in January. So to me, I feel like he's probably going to release it around his birthday. Maybe sooner. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe, right? We get Justin Timberlake music sometime between now and January 31st. It's not very far away, you know? We'll see, but I'm putting money away because I'm pretty sure that the Justin tour is coming first. I think that's what everyone seems to be on the same agreeance on, is that, you know, but anyway, you guys, I really appreciate this. If you're listening, I'm only a few subscribers on Spotify away from being able to monetize this podcast on Spotify. So if you're not subscribed on Spotify, it would be dope if you did that. If you're listening to an Apple podcast, obviously subscribe there. Leave a review, rate the podcast. It really helps. I'm very excited for our guest next week. I know you guys are going to enjoy this person. I hope that they don't flake on me because it does happen, but I don't think they will. But if not, maybe I'll get another guest just in case as a backup. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys and enjoy your week. I'll see you guys next time. Peace out.